The word for you today is when you feel blah. In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, the scripture says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." The word perish conjures up images of deterioration and decay, like fruit rotting from within. On what specific day does passion leave a marriage or a worker lose interest in a job that once excited them? Like air leaking silently out of a tire, what was meant to carry our weight and to power us toward our destiny can now barely wobble. If that's how you're feeling now, read this promise and let it take root within you. He gives power to the tired and worn out, and strength to the weak. Even the youths shall be exhausted, and the young men will all give up. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40, verse 29 through 31. The great apostle Paul told his admirers, "We too are only human, like you." Acts 14, verse 15. We are all made of the same flawed material. That's why we need God's strength and mercy newly bestowed on us each day. See Lamentations 3, verse 22 and 23. So, what should you do when you feel blah? Two things. First, if you're physically tired, rest. Second, think about how God's family works and stop isolating. The Bible says, "Carry each one's burdens." Galatians 6, verse 2. The fact is, you have given to others in times past. Now, have the grace and humility to receive from them. Reach out. Use your connections. Start reading God's Word. Listen to uplifting music and fill your space with praise. When you do these things, your focus will change and your faith will start to rise. And that's the word for you today.